Yeah, so as you're aware, and I've mentioned it many times on the show here, we've contracted out our transportation services to Axmit Transportation Incorporated. As I shared a little bit ago, they'll be at open house tonight. Information will be coming to families. Be patient. It's taken a while in the transition. We're working through some steps like and things like that. I can assure you bus routes will be there. That first day of school, your child will be picked up. We'll get that information out to you as soon as it becomes available, route times and things like that. If you haven't moved, it's probably not going to change a whole lot for you. You know, your pickup times and locations. If you're in town, your bus stop probably isn't going to move a whole lot either. So just be rest assured that that's coming. And if you have questions, certainly you can reach out. But we'll get you information as soon as it becomes available. And I know it's coming soon, but I just want you to be rest assured. It will be ready to go by the first day of school, and we'll be off and running.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. And obviously, we can't I can't have you in without talking about some activities and sports coming up.
Yeah, again, an exciting time of year as we roll into the beginning of the school year. All our activities have been kicked off now for going into the second week of practices. So you're going to start seeing games happening and cross-country meets and tennis matches and football games and girls swimming and diving meets and all of those things. Please check out our activities calendar on our website. That's the most up-to-date information on any of those activities. As we head in, as you and I were just talking before we came on the air about the weather kind of turning to fall here in the next few days. It's going to be highs in the 60s, so we'll see where the first football game is in Minnewaska next Thursday night. We'll see what the weather is for that. Hopefully it's a nice, beautiful early fall evening for football and all our other activities. So please come out and support the Tigers and their efforts on and off the court, and they would appreciate that.
Now, I know that the college, or the university rather, they had their first day back to school yesterday. When is it for Morris area?
Well, thanks. Yeah, for us, it is Tuesday, September 2nd, the day after Labor Day. I know this year I've noticed in the area some schools are starting before Labor Day due to maybe some projects. The state of Minnesota also has passed legislation for the next 2 years. School districts can start before Labor Day because Labor Day is so late the next 2 years. I think next year it's September 8th or so. Don't quote me on that. But so we'll see what the calendars bring next year. But this year for Morris area, we are starting on Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. We're excited to have all the students back in the building, and our custodial staff's been doing amazing work this summer, working around construction projects, getting the building ready for students to come back and see our beautiful facilities and learn and get your world-class education here at Morris Area Schools.
All right, yeah, it's an exciting time indeed. Back to school time, I can't believe it. Well, pardon me, Superintendent Shane Munson. Superintendent Shane Munson, thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, as I've been reflecting, I shared with the staff. We had a staff meeting yesterday, and this is year 31 in education for me, and it's just amazing how fast time flies. But 31 years, and I still get as excited as I did as a student and my first year in this profession, and I'm thrilled to see the kids come back in the building and see families tonight and all of those exciting things about that the school provides to a community. So I just want to remind everybody, it's always a great day to be a Tiger. Go Tigers!
All righty. Yes, the open house is tonight, 5 to 8 p.m. Superintendent Shane Munson, that's our community connection for today. Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.